This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Yeah, this is the Annie Fry Show, but Annie is out for the day, so you get just the guys. It's the Manny Fry Show, as we like to call it. Ryan and Brad are here taking over for Annie, and I was so excited when I found out that I get to be here for Michael Winslow, the man of 10,000 voices. He is in studio, along with Morgan Preston. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thanks for having us here in the wonderful...
Nice door.
Is that what you say? Is that what you say when you walk in a door? Is nice door?
Absolutely.
Well, depends on what it
is. I hang out with a suit. It's a different world. He's definitely making noises as we move along. And I'm like, was that a real bird? Is that Michael? Oh, now he's talking to birds, and they're just. It is. Some of them are real.
Oh, we're outside for a second.
That's just.
Yesterday, I heard you because you were in the building yesterday. I heard you do a baseball crack. And then the crowd, and it sounded exactly like a live broadcast of a baseball game.
It's baseball, man.
Well, can you do it?
It's blues, baby.
I got to request it. I got to request it.
Okay.
Okay, ready for that first pitch? Ah, swing and a miss. And here's the next one. I'm going to throw this mother. I'm going to throw this.
It's amazing. I don't want to cut you off. Are you?
No, okay. We're good. Remember, I can bleep my own cuss words.
So. That's right.
Okay, I got you then. No, I don't need this. I don't need this dump button.
Michael Winslow. Man, you're a legend.
I love that you just go...
Dump button activated.
My gosh, it's incredible.
I said,
Michael, you want to introduce yourself? Because you can do 1,000 voices and things, and you're like, no, I don't do that, though.
So, I'm not introducing myself.
That way I get to mess with you while you're doing stuff.
Oh, yeah, you absolutely do. So you're a legend. It's so cool
to talk to you. Thank you for having me, man. It's good to see you.
Brad and I were talking before you came in, I think in the middle of the last hour. We said, my gosh, this guy has been a part of pop culture for decades.
I guess I started in 19...
Yeah.
How did you start?
You remember? 19's around there.
Yeah.
Michael, how did you start? You probably get this question a lot, but did you discover just at an early age, oh my gosh, I can mimic anything?
Well, talking to animals was okay. You know, the dog was okay and the cats were all right. They tell you stuff about what's going on the base. I grew up on Air Force bases, so the animals will tell you what's on the base and tell you what's going on. But getting into humans was difficult because we moved every 2.5 years. So you kind of make up your own soundtrack.
So you were a military kid?
Yeah, Air Force brat. Because when you're up in Montana, it's
the High Line, Glasgow. It's not pretty. It's... Oh, here's dinner. Let's go, Dad.
No, it wasn't like that at all.
But you moved every couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
And
you understand.
Yeah, I mean, this is a big military area. We Scott Air Force Base is here.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is. We're not allowed to talk about it.
And yeah, and then when I was walking in here, I saw a raccoon. I don't know. I'm just trying to say, I don't even know what I'm setting up.
What are you trying to tell me? Man, you cannot have my A&W root beer. Get out of here, Racky.
I can't believe you were able to do it. I thought I picked an animal that didn't have noise, and yet you knew exactly what I was doing.
Yeah, giraffes have noises. It's just that they take their heads and,
hey, stop it, long-necked giraffe. Don't you hit my car again, man. I just waxed this thing. Hey, stop it.
Michael.
Now, don't you drool on my, hey, hey. Dang. What's up, Raph? Come on, man.
Damn, they even gallop in slow motion.
So how did you...
Giraffes gallop in slow motion. What is it?
So how... Like, your dad was in the Air Force?
Yes.
What did he do?
Well, I have to start from the beginning. He was Air Force. It was like a 40-year... Air Force, and then Army Air Corps before that, and then Tuskegee before that.
Tuskegee?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
You guys just did a tour. Morgan and Michael, you yes. guys were overseas for how long?
A few months. We covered Poland, Hungary, Albania, Romania, Portugal, and then the Middle East we did.
All for the troops, right?
Yeah. We go to the military bases. I try to bring a little bit of home to all the folks that are out there because they're a long way out there and they're sitting in those tanks, armored personnel carriers, helicopters, everything. They're just sitting there and they got all the comforts from home, all the videos mm-hmm. and all the games that you can have, but it's better to have something live.
Yeah.
To just remind them that I'm bringing them something from home, and that's mm-hmm. what I did. We covered it. We covered every place we could from
Cuba.
We did Gitmo too. Abu Dhabi. We did Kuwait. Everything. We covered as much as possible.
Now these
Poland was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
it was a lot of fun.
Are they big crowds? Do they vary yeah. depending on the base?
The barracks is full, but yeah. sometimes they get called out on if they got to go out on call or unload something or go out on call. There'll be three people. Doesn't matter.
Just leave. Go to work.
Yeah,
oh, man.
No yeah, kidding.
And we'll try to record something for them to watch later, but it doesn't matter. We're there. Everybody's operational. Those kids are great. They're operational. They miss everybody from home, but you know what? They're there. They're ready. Those kids are great.
You said those kids. Do they know
I'm
you?
I'm 66.
Man. Yeah, but do they know? Like, do they know your movies? Do they recognize you?
Police Academy 1 through Infinity.
Yeah,
Spaceballs at Mel Brooks. Yeah, they've seen it. They saw AGT.
Because that's the minute I said Michael Winslow, everybody started quoting Spaceballs and Police Academy.
Well, that's what's crazy is overseas like that. A lot of that stuff runs like Police Academy is a Christmas movie in Germany.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, straight up.
And why?
And in Finland, every holiday, they'll run one of the seven police academies.
And you've been in all seven, right?
One through infinity.
Have you seen that they're maybe doing a new one?
Yes, we are aware of the... the police academy thing is still in development.
Yeah,
because we're not sure what's going to happen now because the executive producer passed away over Christmas.
Oh no, really?
So the whole thing we're waiting to see what happens and what happens next. But Spaceballs 2 is underway and in development.
What?
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Mel Brooks and Josh Gad. But see, Mel's 98, so they got to get on it, and he's not going to put out a half anything. So
right,
they're going
right.
to make sure that it's written right. So that's going to be fun, no matter what happens.
Yeah,
I at least get to be in the first one.
Man, that's exciting. Yeah, mm-hmm. and yes, the more sir. We talk about it, the more it's showing up in my feed. I think
it's there.
We've been mentioning you probably for a couple of days since we knew you were coming in.
Thank you.
I'm looking at Facebook and it's reminding me about Spaceballs and stuff. You know, it's like, oh, you must be listening.
Yeah, for real.
We just start talking about these things. But talk a little bit about your show. So you're in town. You have a show. Let's see the times. I want to get them right. 7:30 tonight.
We have five more shows.
9:30 tonight. 7:30, 9:30 tonight. Mm-hmm. Saturday. That's tomorrow. 6 and 8:30, and then Sunday at 6 p.m. Walk through a little bit of what your show is like.
Well, the Sunday show is going to be an open jam. So if anybody wants to get your instruments, you want to come out and want to play some music.
A lot of music.
Open jam as in anybody who is a instrument. Musician can come to the show?
It. Yeah, a lot of
if
rock.
If you have a poem you want to read, we'll back
if
it up.
An angry cool. slam poetry, we'll put some...
We'll bring the cappuccinos.
I hate donuts! Well, at least you didn't say mustard. Okay, fine. Well, water, ketchup.
Wow, Michael, I've heard you talking about the scenes.
Lock cabin syrup.
You're all ad lib.
Hot chocolate.
Are you fully ad lib the whole time?
Well, yes and no. This is a music show. This is a music
that
noises.
One is, yeah.
Music noises.
Okay.
So all you Led Zeppelin fans should be pretty happy tonight when you see the show. If you're curious about that, just go to www.michael. You know, just go to YouTube and type in Michael Winslow Led Zeppelin. You know, like.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
And it'll come up from Norway.
We've been recently doing a lot of collabs with musicians. Like, he did some stuff with Run the Jewels. He was on the Victor Wooten album. And he just
Anderson. The song's called "Makes Me Happy."
Yeah, that's the
check out the alternative.
Wait, are you a musician or
this is the greatest vocalist that ever lived, but does comedy. Did a comedy movie, and now people don't realize. All that guitar stuff is all real. Like, you know,
the Led Zeppelin
thing goes viral every 6 months. Like,
really,
The Michael Winslow Led Zeppelin from Norway, and I heard that the Jimmy Page saw that one. He saw that one. So I said, okay,
that's.
This is great. He saw that one. But our job is to help everyone forget about the rent for an hour. We got a lot of music noises. I hope you Radiohead fans are happy. I hope you hip-hop fans are happy. There's going to be a little bit of something for everybody on this particular show.
Wow. Radiohead and hip-hop.
Radiohead, hip-hop.
And Pink Floyd.
Reggae music, Pink Floyd, and his cousin, Red Walter. But we try to cover everything possible because... I'm a Gorillaz fan from the day. So
some of that,
and also there's a little Fleetwood Mac and Cheese. You just never know what's going to happen with my particular shows. Normal is overrated without barbecue sauce.
The man of 10,000 voices, Michael Winslow, is here. I got to ask you just about development.
Mm.
You know, are you able to? You know, you're so famous for doing the sounds.
Mm.
Are you able to hear something and just immediately go, boom, and just nail it? Or is there a process?
Well, there's a process because, first of all, I have to have a need for the darn thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill myself to come up with a noise that I have no place to place it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
like to use in material. It's right? Got, yeah.
I have to have a practical
or music
or anything else. I mean, I'll end up doing that song with John Anderson, which makes me happy. They want a beatbox, complete track, for them to start their whole song off, and then they add in Tower of Power horns, and then they add in other things. But that's John, you know.
You just did the intro for Howard Stern's.
You see what I mean? And that's a completely different flip.
Yeah, Great American Nightmare, Rob Zombie, and he did all.
I had to do the whole thing over.
When you listen, you're like, how is it even
and
that?
And we can't play that here, but you can listen to it later and listen to it. It's like a 30 track bed of surround. I hope Mr. Zombie ain't going to come after me for that.
A lot of people commenting in the chat that are just excited to see you here.
Absolutely.
They're asking, I think, about the show, maybe just in general, but people asking, do you take requests and things like that? Like for a scenario?
We don't open it up like that.
You don't open it up?
Okay. I mean, people yell some stuff.
I'm sure they do.
We might do it.
Yeah.
If we decide to.
Depends on
if that's
what we end up, because we're tuning the radio, man. We're like...
In the news. And now we'll be right back after this.
You just never know what's going to happen.
Bravo. Bravo.
You just never know.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you here and in studio and in St. Louis, too. We just appreciate you making time for us, and hopefully the shows are going great.
Yeah. Oh, no, the drones again.
Got my Taco Bell for nothing.
It's incredible to watch him do it.
Yeah.
It's because radio is perfect for you, because if you're listening, you're like, oh my gosh, it's amazing. But if you're tuning into the stream and you watch him do it, and this is what it would be at the shows, you get to see him actually do these things.
People can make noises. I can teach you all how to do stuff. You can have so much fun with all this.
Michael,
and when you get in trouble and you ask me to help you, I can. My name is Kevin Hart.
A friend of mine, his name is Sato. I've done some film stuff, and he's like always in it with me. We, growing up and through college, I kid you not, we were so bad at doing sound effects that we would together go, oh, hey, Michael Winslow. And we'd do a sound effect, but it was terrible. And so the joke was, oh, yeah, you're just as good as Michael Winslow, even though we knew we were awful.
So and when the cop pulls you over and he starts doing Michael Winslow to you guys.
Yes, yeah.
And because yours is passable, he lets you go.
Yeah, that's going to be my go-to, because my wife likes to cry when that happens.
Really?
It doesn't work for a guy.
Here's one.
It
goes, hurt, sign here. And here. Oh, no. Scratch that one.
It shows.
Like, you can make noises. Yeah, that's right. You can do this. Just not in front of a cat.
It's incredible. I hope this is watching him do it and listening to him do it are two completely different things. And so I want you to go see him in
Come
person.
See him live.
Shows at the St. Charles Funny Bone tonight, 7:30, 9:30. Tomorrow, 6 and 8:30. The crowd's going wild. Sunday at 6 p.m. is the open jam.
Don't forget Morgan Preston, comedian from the Rock and Roll Comedy Circus of Death tour.
I'll be running the sound and making sure.
Yeah, that's why Weird Al took him with him for a while.
You guys have been on tour with everybody. It's a privilege to have you here. Thank you so much for coming back today. And we look forward to hearing how things go this weekend.
So are we.
Yeah, sure. How was last night?
It was good.
It was good. It's like frying bacon.
I learned about a town called Florissant.
Yeah.
Let me flip that over.
Can I have some?
Here you go, man.
Oh, thanks. Is that Kobe beef?
No, it's hash, baby.
Oh.
Corned beef.
I'll bring it back later.
I've never heard that over Aerosmith before.
It's a sweet emotion.
That's fantastic. Well, thanks for being here, you guys. It's the Annie Fry Show. Manny Fry Show today on 97.1 FM Talk.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.